Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
This past Christmas season, my family watched a wonderful concert of Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, and Michael Tate. It was so good. The vocals were beautiful, the band professional and creative, the lights and special features very well done. Best of all, the message was inspiring. Worshipfully, the entire concert focused on Jesus Christ. One of the talking points impressed me. So, as I've been pondering it, I decided to write an article about love, like, and fond of. This is the perfect material for Easter week. You're probably wondering what this phrase means. Essentially, it provides a fresh look at why we celebrate Christmas and Easter. Love, like, and fond of is also remembering God's incredible accomplishment through Jesus at Easter. Michael W. Smith mentioned a friend who said something unique. Apparently, it impressed Michael, too. I don't know this person's name, or I would give them credit. However, it got my attention. His friend said, "God loves you. He also likes you. Further, he is quite fond of you." Fond of you. What an interesting expression defining how God sees you. That simple quote stuck in my head and touched my heart. Quite literally, it blessed my soul. Let's start with defining terms, as we often do. Let's look at the word love. There are many definitions, but we'll focus on one. Strong personal attachment or deep affection for a parent, child, spouse, friend, or pet. Could also be toward an activity, special occasion, object, or experience. Now let's look at a definition for like. And again, many definitions, but we'll focus on one. To take pleasure in, find agreeable, regard with favor, to wish or prefer, to indicate enjoyment of, agreement with, or interest in. Now let's look at the definition of fond of. And for this one, let's focus on some synonyms. First one, absorbed. Second, aroused. Third, delighted. Fourth, enamored. Fifth, excited. And sixth, thrilled. Usually, most people can picture God loves them. And my guess is fewer people contemplate that God likes them. But fond of? I think very few consider God is fond of them. Let's look at each synonym that we mentioned to explore what fond of looks like. This is in the context of how God is fond of you. All right, the first definition was absorbed. God is absorbed with you as a person, even with everything on his plate. Does that surprise you? Will you accept the encouraging reality that God is absorbed with you? The second definition was aroused. When you have a dear person in your life, you are naturally aroused to their personality, needs, nature, and likes and dislikes. You are attentive to them. This is precisely how God is with you. Ask yourself, do you believe God is aroused to your personhood and needs? The third definition, delighted. God is truly delighted in who he designed and created you to be. Additionally, he wants you to be correctly delighted in who you are. Accept that God is delighted in your life and in your purpose for each day. Fourth definition, enamored. God is charmed and captivated with you in a holy, mature way. Keep in mind, He has this response to everyone, with special blessing for anyone who puts Him first in their life. Be aware that God is enamored with you and wants you to know Him similarly. Fifth definition, excited. God is excited you're alive. God loves you enough that He invested heavily on your behalf, namely the cross. Have you considered how excited God is to help you find and effectively live inside your life purpose? Sixth definition, thrilled. God is thrilled when you grow in godliness and healthy living. God's heart rises with warmth, pride, and satisfaction at your well-being. Do you know God is thrilled when you trust and obey Him? Have you considered the deep pride He has for you when you rest in His grace and timing? Plus, do you show gratitude back to Him? All right, now I've got a question for you. What about you? You love some people, others you simply like who they are. You are fond of a handful of folks. Occasionally, all three responses come together, and when they do, it's a very special relationship. With absolute certainty, all three responses come together in God's view of you. God loves you. He also really likes you. Plus, He is genuinely fond of you. But what about you? Do you love God? Do you really like Him? Further, are you genuinely fond of Him? Consider something with me. It's important to you and to God that you do these things. First thing, tell Him you love Him. Second thing, verbalize specifically how you like Him. And then third, affectionately declare you are fond of all He is and does in your life and in the world. Honesty helps relationships grow deeper. God has no needs. You don't need to take care of Him. Rather, it pleases Him when you're in the center of His original design. Plus, it pleases Him when you say you love Him, like Him, and are fond of Him. Do this with words, and more importantly, with your choices each day. However, you do have needs, and turning to God about your needs opens the door to receive from Him. So, here are some things to help. Express your love, like, and fondness to God to encourage your own spirit. These are choices, not feelings. Another option, voice your commitments to Him, even out loud, for self-accountability. Another one, speak the truth, using Scripture to eliminate doubt about God's intention to meet your needs. And then finally, conquer awkwardness and fear by courageously declaring you worship God. Now, tell Him often. How often should you tell God about your love, your like, and your fondness of Him? If you are aiming for a healthy, godly life, you should tell Him every day. Tell Him often. In fact, here are some times you can tell Him. When you open your eyes in bed each morning, tell God you love Him. As you dress for the day, share your appreciation with Him for your robe of salvation. At breakfast, lunch, and dinner, thank Him for all His provisions. When it comes to mind, between meals, express how you like Him as a trusted friend. As you travel, tell Him you cherish every mile you've traveled together in life. When you open your mail, whisper a thank you for His word and how fond of it you are. At bedtime, getting into the comfort of your PJs, express how much you like the comfort of his nonstop presence and friendship. And then, when you lay in bed as sleep comes, lift up heartfelt love and worship for the God who gave his life for you. You get the picture. On my nightstand, I have a little card that says, "Before I rise or rest, come or go, I will make time and space for you, O God." So yes, tell him often how you love, like, and are fond of the Lord your God. And remember how much God loves, likes, and is fond of you. All right, I'd like to consider the idea of worship now. What comes to your mind when you think of worship? Spend a moment and just reflect on this. After considering your thoughts of worship, let's explore some synonyms of worship. Here they are: awe, glory, honor, love, praise, regard, respect, and reverence. Did you notice the word love? Worship is to love God. Next, notice the word honor. A synonym for honor is esteem. A strong synonym match for esteem is like. So, worship is to like God. Now, if you'll remember, we also mentioned the word regard. A synonym for regard is fondness. Interesting, right? So, worship is to be fond of God. Worship is all the words in the list we just went through. Let me go through those again. Awe, glory, honor, love, praise, regard, respect, and reverence. Interestingly, several of those words provide strong ties to love, like, and fond of. When you worship God, which of those synonyms represents you? Of course, you would likely include several of the words in our list. Do you include the most important word, love? Mark 12, verse 30 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." Do you also include the word like? Incidentally, do you include the idea of fondness? Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, will you accept the encouraging reality that God is absorbed with you? Number two, do you believe God is aroused to your personhood and needs? Three, have you accepted God is delighted in your life and purpose each day? Four, are you aware God is enamored with you and wants you to know him similarly? Five, have you considered how excited God is to help you find and effectively live inside your life purpose? Six, do you know God is thrilled when you trust and obey him? Have you considered the deep pride he has for you when you rest in his grace and timing? Plus, do you show gratitude back to him? And number seven, in reverse, do you love God? Do you like him? Are you fond of him? And then number eight, how often do you tell God your important choices to love, like, and be fond of him in your heart, soul, mind, and strength? And now I have a special announcement. Our free devotional activity course, Prepare for Easter, is actually open now. You can sign up to help prepare your heart for Easter. The content is short and encouraging. You can also listen to the content if you'd prefer. But of course, first sign up and then click on the red arrow on the player above each day's content. We're also published on most podcast apps. If you're already signed up with the Alive and Active Life podcast, you will receive each day's Easter content in your feed. If you need help finding us on your app, we actually have some instructions on our website on how to get signed up. Okay, let's do a quick overview of this Easter devotional and activity course. Prepare for Easter features the following three things. First, a brief daily focus. This is a short reflective thought that focuses your heart by exploring a very special role Jesus has in your life. It's quite encouraging. The second thing is a fun activity. You can engage a daily fun activity by yourself, as a family, with a friend, or with a group. And then the third thing is a teaching point, which combines the devotional thought and the fun activity in a very meaningful way. Oh, you also receive a bonus post. Here's what that's called. When you run out of ideas of where to hide an Easter basket. So sign up to prepare your heart for Easter and be encouraged in God's love for you. Before I give you the sign-up address, I want to tell you about a timely heads up. On day three of the fun activity, we use the resurrection eggs to tell the Easter story with a little reminder token in each egg. You can get your set if you order right away. Okay, so you can order on Amazon and just put in the search bar, resurrection eggs. You could call or visit your local Christian bookstore and inquire about them, or you could make your own. And incidentally, it is fun and simple to make your own set. In the show notes of this episode, there's a link to the article of this episode. In the article, look near the bottom where we make the announcement for Prepare for Easter, and you'll see a picture of items that go in each egg. The other option, just go to our website and put the name of this episode in the search bar. You will find the same information. Now, if you decide not to order the set, our content actually gives additional activity options. Alive and Active Life wants your Easter week to be special by connecting with Jesus. So sign up to participate. You'll be glad you did. Here is the sign-up web link, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.